guitar was also changed quite a bit between the first demo and the album version. Also here we really had to thin it out, especially the chorus was rather clusterfucky, if you want to say. But yeah, the song originally started as a simple, very harmonic, mellow death metal neckbreaker, and this is what we first got. Chorus in this demo is still somewhat different than in the album version. I was never really happy with it. Shortly before we entered Jens Bogren's Fascination Street Studios, Sime, our former guitar player, came up with a cool idea for that part, and it made it on the album eventually. Also, the chorus is rather different here. It still contains this choir. The choir melody you could hear before in the very first recording of Tarvos being played on the lead guitars. To be honest, I still think it's a nice melody as well as a nice idea, but in the end it just really was too much altogether. So we skipped the choir. And then there's this rather unusual instrumental slash narration part. I remember Jens being stoked about the sound of the lead guitar playing in it. We meddled with the amps for quite a while. In the album version you can also hear this narration in this part that has not been created here in the demo version at this point. I just spontaneously recorded it in the studio, and I tried out different voices and I tried to be theatrical. And yeah, what you can hear on the album is the version we eventually went for, and I remember Jens Bogren calling it the End Time Preacher version. That was it, yeah. We were pretty happy with the outcome of that song, after all. I think it turned out really cool.